started last Thursday with the Shidduchim and marriage, but before we get there, we have a long way to go in trying to finish up the Sugyas of Hagola and Libun. We spent quite a bit of time on Mit Hashem on Sunday. We'll lean at it, we're going to start the Chazorah. Chazorah, we have the Chazorah. Again, it's all one daf, the Lama, as I predicted from the beginning. Lama for long, been here for a long time. I think been for a month, maybe Lama is for 30 days. But we haven't been too repetitive. We just keep coming new and we know many more things and many more inyanim, which are very critical, and we're trying to do our best. Okay, we'll figure something out. We're going to try to cover as much ground as we possibly can. The Siyata Bishmaya. Okay, Rabbi Sayyid, let's get started. We are now discussing the following matter. We're discussing the content. Let's review again. There's the content of Hagola and the content of Libur. Those are both found the perish in the Gemara. Both found the perish in the Torah, Kadosh. Before we get to the Gemara. Right? Tavir Ba'esh, or Ba'mayim, Psukim and Parashas Matos. And then we have this idea, what we call Libun Kal. We spent a bit of time talking about last time. And it's relevant. But we started at the very, very end of the shiur yesterday, in the Mishnah Berurah. Open the Mishnah Berurah, please. It's in the Tav Nun Aleph Sif Dalet, if you don't mind. Tav Nun Aleph Sif Dalet. Just to show you some how these issues are keep coming back and back again. The last three words in the Ramah, Chatzuba Tzarech Libun, we said is really a question of Mika or Din or not. The Mishnah Berurah explains it's only Chumra the Chometz. Technically speaking, you don't really need it because Ein Balua Yotze Mikli Lekli below rotate. And since Me'ikir Adin, you don't really need Libun at all, Al Kain Bevada Dala Zeh, but Libun Kal, because you don't need anything. Libun Kal is better than nothing. Look at that. But the Yevet, Afim Nishtam Mashallah, believe Libun Kalal, Gam Kain Lesser. Okay? So therefore, Libun is enough. What are they afraid about? They're afraid you're going to put some, there's going to be a lot of liquid in the chatzuba, though our chatzubas are so sharp on top, there's no way for any liquid to really accumulate. Maybe they don't agree with the Chavez Das. Chavez Das said that liquid means a lot of liquid, not just a small amount of liquid. Possible. But in any event, they're afraid you're going to take a piece of matzah, if you believe us now, on Pesach and put it directly on the burner. Ah, what kind of chance did that happen? So because of that, they say the chatzili should require to do Libun on these burners, on these chatzuvas, but the Ma'aseh Mikra Adin, there's nothing, no reason to do anything. Mikra Adin. Fine. Good. Now, Rabosai, let us turn to Sif Yud Aleph, which is the first topic for today. It's just left over. Sif Yud Aleph is our main topic for the first part of the Shia. Machvas Shemitagnin Bo Muteres Bahagolo. What's the Machvas, Rabosai? As we know, machlus is a pan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the dafka betana shenefu achametz b'li mashke tzarach libun, avolo machlus, v'lo chashinan shemen is yabesh hashemen v'achametz nefu v'lo mashke. We're not worried about that. Why? Afilum nistraf, even if the oil burns up, burns out, if you will, v'nidbak adolfan machlus, and the food is stuck to the walls of the pan, there's still a little bit of liquid. This is the Russian Siman Zayin. Yeah, there's always a little bit of liquid. That's not the same as baking or roasting, rotisserie on the fire proper. There's always some liquid involved, even in a pan which seems to potentially dry up. So writes the Mechaber. So Machlas Shematagnin Bo Muteres Bagolo. Finished. Ramah. V'yesh machmirin l'laben ha-machvas. For those who say, I have to do Libun on it. Why? Samach Vav. The lef'omim nisyabesh ha-shuman. V'yoisa shuman, right? I thought it really should be shemen. I guess you can use either fat or you can use oil. As the case before, we spoke about shemen. I'm wondering if this is a typo. I have, what dots do you have in yours? What, I don't have a dot. Very good. You're right. It was in Shuman. Correct. Okay. Look, I don't. Who's a cook here in this room? Who knows how to use? Yeah. Do you fry in oil or you fry in fat?
I'm frying fat. I mean, in both. In Europe, they use the animal fats for frying.
Oh, there you go. But we have the keys. So you have Yeshavim Shem and Yeshavim Shum, and it's all they can do. They're both doable. Good. Fine. So the Fiyamim this Yabash HaShum and HaShem and Yo'isa Nefesh V'en Al HaMachvis. That's why they're Machvis, because that's what the Rosh speaks about, Rabbi Osai, in Simen Zayin. Okay? Miu Sagale Bagola. What does that mean? Again. Stop. I skipped a lot. So V'yesh Machvis L'Lab and HaMachvis. Fine. Ach B'Libun Kol Du Dan HaShidisev Alav Kashmir B'Chud Sagi. That means Libun Kal. Why? Why is Libun Kal enough? If it really requires Libun Mikor, then we know Libun Kal is not enough. Miu V'Nogin L'Lav L'Lachatchila. Miu Saga L'Bagola. This whole Ramah is so strange, back and forth, in the different Girsos. In the fancy Shulchan Aruch that I have, there are many, many different Girsos. Saga L'Lav means Medina. And the Prechadish is Mishnah Berurah, sometimes Medina Tzarech Libun. I am Bi'er Alach. What does Bi'er Alach say? Let's take a look at Bi'er Alach, please. This is very Lemaisa. Muteres Bagol. I am B'chayodim Kuf Kofay Din Hei. Shekos of Deya Rishon Azu B'Shem Yesh Om. Rov HaPoskim Sfir Lehu the Tzarech Libun. That's how the Chayodim presents it. V'lon Hira Klal. The Ramah B'Yatzva Kos of the Saga Lehi Bagol of Rat V'chad Chilin Ogen Lelab. No. But I feel the name of the Lohoya, there are Girsos, or the different Girsos, okay? Akal Ponesh, Lochiach, came in Masha Kosh, the Sagi, believe in Kal. Viodua, Shezel, Rak, Badovish, Machmir, Lulabno, Avalo, Badovish, and Torah, Liban, Medina, right? Because why? Because we passed the Mikra, then we saw yesterday that Chavetz prepared before, is why? What is it called? Hell, what? Isurabola. It's Isurabola. So therefore, we can argue that that Hagola would not work. You have to understand, is it true or not true? Is it really true or not true? Yisura Bola, it's not completely clear, right? Again, we spoke about it at great length. We're discussing your kashrut before Pesach, not on Pesach. So that's a very unresolved question. Fine. V'chein muchach b'darkei Moshe de Medina sagal b'deva agol. Okay, this explains where this mistake came from. So far, fine. Then it says, who? So everyone says, Rashi or Benita. Rav Shabbeinu Yoel Levad Hitzrich Libun Ubeno Avia Esri the Rav Yoh V'chein Arash Cholek Olav. It's a little tricky, a little sleight of hand over here, because the Rabbeinu Yoel is not the exact same reason as the Rosh gave. I'd like you to open up your Rosh and see that there are two different reasons, the Rabbeinu Yoel and the Rosh working side by side for those who are Macher. Again, we are Maker, but most of us are, many of us are Maker, but there are two reasons to be machmer in this question. Let's take a look, please, if you don't mind. There could even be potential differences as to why you're machmer, if you're machmer. This is the Russian Simon Zion, who talks about machmas. And he quotes the rabbi. Remember that? We saw it a long time ago. The rabbi writes, I heard my father, when he was machmer, I didn't have a chance to talk to him before he passed away. Remember that? Because he spoke about that by readers. Take a look over here. It's on page Yud Aleph in our print. Column 2. Hold on, is there a video? No. A mistake. I saw Rabbi Niol, but that's a different Rabbi Niol. Ah, Yud Beis, column 1. Yud Beis, I'm sorry. Yud Beis, column 1. Those are the old fashioned Rush. You can find it. How to tell you to find it? It's the last part. The last. A little before the. Between the Tzadi and the Kuf of the Korban Nisana. That's like, it's the second half of the column 1 of Yud Beis in our print. Umachmas shemetagdin ba kos of Avi ha'ezri. On our print, it starts the line Avi ha'ezri to Rav Yoh. Hu gad li b'shem Abba Mori ach ha'ptiros, if my father died, I heard in his name, shematzvich ha'libun. Why? Tells you why. The medami lo l'tanur sha'ofen bo the boy hesed. He compared it, Rabbi Osai, to a Tana, which requires Hesed, requires Libun. For those of Chisi Lod and Lefanov, said the Rabbi Yoh, I wasn't able to argue with him, he passed away. Then they relieved the Sagale Bagola Bachino Agalma. Chodo, what's his argument with his father? The Chazina Le'inyan Chiyuve Chala, Yoyev Ashas, Chad Dina Letigan Olevishim. Just as when it comes to being mechayev chal, you have to have baking, and just as cooking is not mechayev, so too frying is not mechayev. Here too. V'su v'lochil b'chachamim ben yoro liyoro, between the pot and the pot. Leave out pans, even in certain pots. Alfa gav sheyesh yoro shemetagnin b'chalev. There could be a pot where you fry in it fat, and still the Torah HaKadosh says, the Chachamim say, a yoro can be kashered with hagola. And he quotes a Tosefta Perites. Period. Now, Akan Devarav of the Ravya. Now the Rosh Hashanah's a new Torah. V'yesh Omer, the Pomer Shematagna, the Pomer Shabbash Hashemen, or Hashuman. V'nefa Basha Besocha, below Shemen Hashuman. V'avle Kamafa Tanabu Besocha, lo Aile Hor, below Mashka. L'chach Tzricha Liba, Kamo Shepot, Nivashun Maskalos. On this is alone nearly. V'yambonu Locha Shazem, Kain Kalkola Kadera Shematkwis. Pomer Mishkash Shemamorak, Umakdiach, V'atav Shul Nishraf. You know, the child burns. Period. So what's he saying over here? This is what the Mishnah Berurah responds. The whole thing back and forth. He never mentioned the Rabbi Niol. Rabbi Niol didn't say because of this chashash going to dry up. Rabbi Niol said, even if it doesn't dry up, has the status of what? A status of Afia. And therefore his son, Rav Yoh, correctly responds by saying, Tati is a Koran of the Bracha, father daughter read it. What you're saying is not true. You have a Chala. Where if you bake it, you're Chayv and Chala. Whereas if you fry it, you're not Chayv and Chala. See, frying is like cooking. You see what I'm saying? There are two separate distinct reasons for saying that Makos requires Libur. One is this whole long, last 10 lines in the Rosh Hashanah column, which say it's going to burn up, and it says it can't be, because a pot can also burn up, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the other is much more direct. Even if it doesn't burn up, we consider frying to be the equivalent of baking, to which the Rav Yoh responds to his father, it's not true. Because why? Why is it not true? Because if that's the case, you should worry about cooking also once in a while, things burn. There's always some nachluchos here, not the same as either a rotisserie or a baking oven. Adkan, everyone following me so far? Rabbi Niol, as we have, never even made the cut. The Torah quoted it, but if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he's only into the rush back and forth. Right? He says, why in the world would you require Libun? Doesn't give you the Rav Eniol's reason. Only gives you the rush's reason. He tells us it's coming from the rush. What's the problem? It's going to get dried out, but that's the whole Mishnah Berurah from Kotten Samach Gimel, where he in fact quotes in Samach Vav and Sharatzi and Harush, who counters the argument that maybe all the oil, the fat's going to burn out. But the main argument of the Rav Eniol never even made it into this page. You wouldn't even know it exists. Maybe they think it's nothing to talk about because the Rav Yoh successfully refuted what his father said. Rabbi Isai, you refute what your father says. That's not so simple. Not so simple. Any event, Rabbi Isai, who is the one who requires Libun? So Rav Eniol is one. Who else? Back to the Be'er Halacha we left off. Okay. The Rashba. So the Rashba requires Libun. So who's the last few lines? Who's the Hagola? Ha'aviyah Ezri, the Rav Yoh, Ve'arosh, Shiboli Aleket, Shubas Haga'onin, Hagos Maimini, Ve'amorachai. Who asks? Rabbeinu Yoel and the Rashba. That's the basis of understood it. And that's all. Rav Chalav also like the Rashba. Fine, so the three Gedolim were asked it. But there's so many others who are Megel. So Mikra Din Mamekel, that's the fight between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyadim. What's the Ikra Din? Is the Ikra Din that a pan is Beliba, the Chayyadim? Or is the Ikra Din that a pan is Bahagala, which is the opinion of the Bir Halach? Fine. The truth is that the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, is not so posh what he really holds. Because you have to look at him in two places. What did he say over here, Rabosai, in Orachai, as I keep telling you, these 2 days, we have to look in Yerodeah as well. I'm going to read you the Yerodeah, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, Siv Dalet, is all the Mamakom, I hope I know you finished them. You have enough time to finish. Very simple din in the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Siv Dalet. Machves Shemetagnima, Afal Pishal Inyan Achamas of Pesach, Dalet Bahagola, Inin Shari Surim, Tzricha Libun. Oh my goodness. Black and white. He requires Libun. Gvalt. Why? Says the Taz, because Chametz and Pesach is hetera bola. Well, that's not true. The Mechaba Pasim, so yes, it's Sivdal, it's Isura bola. What's the answer? Svegzveger. The two Tzadam Lahokil on Pesach. Number one, maybe a Machmas always is enough to have a gola. And number two, maybe Chometz and Pesach is a terabola, in which case, no matter what happens, it's enough to have a gola. So the Svegzveger. So the Mechaba is Mechel, only have both Tzadam Lahokula. But you get an impression that the Ikir Adin, the Mechaba would hold that Machmas requires Libun, because that's what he requires when it comes to Shari Surf. Look at that. That changes the calculus a little bit. So it appears from the Shulchan Aruch here in Kuf Kaf Aleph, Siv Dal. Okay, a Svek Svek, that's what you have to say. Rabosai is a very, very important, this is such a critical point. Why, Rabosai, is Liban more strict than Hagolah? You have to know why it is and in what way it is. Let's chazer again. Why is Liban more strict than Hagolah? Anybody want to help me out? Why?
Like stronger?
Yeah, why? It's obviously a stronger absorption, which requires a stronger, I don't know what word to use, extraction. And I use that
expression. There's no medium in between, though.
No medium between. Oh, no medium between. It's on the fire. There's no medium between. It gets in deep, deep. We spoke about yesterday. Either deeper or stronger. We'll come back to that again today. And you can't take it out without gola. As opposed to the liquid medium, then it does not go in so strong. That's the pusher trap. That's the conventional wisdom. Yes, sir.
And then also hotter.
Well, that's probably the same thing.
I mean, yeah.
If there's no medium, then it's hotter. And if there is a medium, it's a little bit colder. I don't know, it's colder. It's not as hot. Okay? Yes, sir.
Isn't the understanding technically that Hagala goes all the way through Liban's predictable?
That's the Rambam. We are assuming Liban is stronger than Hagala. That's the Mordechai. It goes all the way through, plus it gets everything out, either by extraction or by extinction, by burning it up. But in any event, we generally assume that Liban is a more powerful form than Hagolah, and is required when the tarfus gets in there with no liquid medium, and there's no liquid medium whatsoever, it gets in very, very hot. It can't get it out, but just with plain water. If there's a liquid medium, then it's okay. That's a conventional wisdom. Who on his own wants to think of another interpretation? It all has to do with the medium, all right? But a little bit more sophisticated, and perhaps incorrect, halacha, but maybe you're aware of it. You saw the Mamakos somewhere. No. Okay. The Shachir quotes the Marami Panim. It's true as Menachem Azariah, Ramah, not Ramah. Not Ramah, Meir Levi, Reish Ben Hei. We have a Geraldim. We have Reish Ram Aleph, the Ramah, the famous Ramah, Ramosha Israels. We have the Ramah, Ramei Halevi, the Rishon. We have Chumas Menachem Azariah, as known as the Ramah Mipana. Probably should be Fana, but not the Yeshiva, it's Ramah Mipana. Came from Italy. He's known for his Kabbalah, so that's the Ramah Morris. But he also wrote Chumas, the Talmud Chacham. Quoted over here, Simon Tzadivov, is quoted by the Shach over here in Simon Kuf Kof Aleph, Sivkot Meches. What's the reason why we have to be worried about a machmas of a goy? That's what he says. Rov tashmishan b'limayim elei leishar mashkin. Not that the liquid dries out. They use liquid. But what liquid do they use? You go on shemen, oil, v'chadomalo. What kind of oil? What are they using? Trade! Rabosa, the Ramari Pana seems to say that the distinction is not whether it's dry or whether it's liquid. No. The description is there a intrinsically kosher product intervening between the tarpas and the pot? When it comes to the goyim and they use their pans, they cook in lard. Emes? Yeah. They cook in lard. So even though there's a liquid, because the lard is maybe liquidy or it melts, doesn't matter. They're cooking in lard. We cook. If you're cooking chametz or pesa, you're cooking chametz. We don't. There's no such thing as oil which is chametz. It doesn't exist. Chametz has to come from the chametz saminim, right? The wheat, barley. The oil comes from other substances. It's always going to be whether it be get kidneys, whether it be corn oil or soy oil or olive oil. canola oil. I'm not a bug. You guys are cooks much better than me. What other oils are there out there? Whatever oil you're going to use, shortening, whatever it is, it's not going to be chametz. So therefore, there's a whole new approach that Rabbi Prado has. Not so much whether it's dry or wet. No. Even if it's wet, it could be a disaster. If what? If the wet medium is strength. That's what they're going to use. They're using their lard. That's a whole new interpretation. A whole new interpretation. Unfortunately, the shaft caught the Rabbi Prado only with mechulets. I'll read you the whole thing. It's two lines mechulet. Hatam meisha machmas shalov v'kachavim rov tashmishan b'lim mayim ela yadei shamashkin. He doesn't say there's no liquid. There is a liquid. But it's treif liquid. Kegon shem, which is treif. V'chadov lo v'chule. Mashenkin b'machmas shalchametz v'chule. Aloha, come on! It's like the Vilna Gaon. He quotes v'chule v'chule. What did he really say? And then he has the punchline. Ulefizeh gam b'machmas shalcholov o bosar Sarach Libun came in the Bala Belishim Emtsoy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Since you have a machbas, which you're either using, how should we say, schmaltz? What's schmaltz? Meat fat? Is that the right way to say it? Right? Or meat? Or you're using butter? So even though it's liquid, it doesn't help, Kotan Ami Pada. Because there's no water. Because the butter or the, what's the right word? Meat fat. There must be a better word than that.
Right?
Fat that comes from meat. Is there any way what to say it? We'll say meat fat. Okay, meat fat. Call a spade a spade. There's no, even if it's liquid, it doesn't help. Quote as the Shach quotes the Maripah. Adkan, this brief quotation in the Shach, Simon Kufkov, Aleph, Siv, Koton, Kes. Everyone with me so far? Are you following me?
He said that a machva used for buser and
cholov. The question is, what exactly did he mean? Correct me, Kiva Eger. Says buser and cholov? What are you talking about? It's a terebola. We're reading you the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva Eger on this shaft. Towards the end. I don't understand what this says at the very end. Eino muchach. The davka b'chometz hutzrach l'mtso tam the mashkim heim heter. B'ilei o mashkim chometz. You can find the oil of chometz. Mikra yadei or tzrich and libud. Even though it's liquid because it's no kosher intermediary. The chometz mikra yisur bala. Abel cholov mikra yatei rabala. V'yadei or gam ken mahani agala. Before Shigemara and Avodah Zarah by Nosar. True. The prichodesh and simon sam agimos of cotton dalet says, and since the Ran distinguishes between Noser and Chometz, that Chometz is Mikra Yisura Bala, so too Basar or Cholov is Yisura Bala. What is he saying there? What did the Ran say? The Ran said that meat before it turns Noser is not Noser. It's Kachim Ksherim. It's inappropriate to use the word Noser to describe meat before the time ran out. But it is appropriate to use the word Chometz as describing Chometz today in the month of Tevis. So if Rechadish said if that's the case, meat is a Yisur Bala, because meat is meat today also, and milk is milk today also, and I haven't met yet. That's if Rechadish is a unique Shita. If that would be the case, let me understand how Rami Pana holds that way, that it's Yisur Bala. Says the Rabbi Kivega, the Mechilas Kvot Taroso, Lo Dok. Rechadish is wrong. Terei HaMavua Barash, but Taros HaBayis, the Chometz, not Barnat, Lo Mikri, that teira bala the chometz shmola, masha endi mibasa v'cholov. However, the head of the mibasa v'cholov mikri a teira bala yosim mchometz then you not barnat. Who here too as well? And that's quite la lochet shulchan aruch abosai simin tov kuf tesef. We saw yesterday you're kashering the chuvas maimoni the re you're kashering from meat to milk. It's called a teira bala. It's all very nice. It's not compelling because the pre chodesh may be against the mechaber, but the Rabbi Pana may hold, if you just look at the Rabbi Kivega to answer it, like the Pre-Chodesh. So it's against the Rashba, so it's against the Shulchan Aruch. These are great people that can argue. Maybe they would in fact hold that it's Yisur HaBala Shema Olav. We could have said that. So, take a step backwards. We said before that the Rosh quotes the Rabbi, if you're metagen b'chelev, we went just a few minutes ago, it's enough to have a goal. Ah, it's against the Rami Pada Beferish. If you're metagen b'chelev, you're frying fat. There's nothing in between the fat and the pan. And still he holds enough to have a gola. Black on white against the Marami Pan. Okay. There's a rush against it. The Makor Chai goes further in this. If the Marami Pan was right, how can the Torah Kadosha say that we can take pots and we can do what? Do a gola on them. Maybe the goyim is for Basa B'chov. He took milk and threw in meat. They always cook the Basa B'chov. Am I correct? They always cook the Basa B'chov. And that's one of the big deals. And if you cook, throw meat into a milk pot with milk in it, according to the Rami Pana, there's no kosher medium, because that milk becomes basa b'chalav. So how can you? That kasha we can maybe answer. The Ramal Arad and Rov Tashmisha. Rov Tashmisha was with water, as opposed to a pan, the Rov was without water. Right? That we could say. Maybe it holds that against the Hetera Bola. You could answer. You could answer. There's possible answers. But I also, these answers are unnecessary. You have to look in the original source for both sides. You look at the original source, states, and Alilas shove against it. They said things he never said. So I deal with the meat and the milk. I have the exact quotation of what he said. How do I have it? I don't have a Rami Pana. I can make it a Bar Ilan. But I have it quoted verbatim for both sides over here. In this beautiful sample of the Chelkas Binyamin, he quotes the Marami Pana verbatim. No v'chuleis. He gives you an exact quotation. Those want to look at it later. The statement has biurim. It's like his father said for the parasha has biurim. He has his own biurim. This is again in Simon Kuf Chof Aleph. Siv Dalet. Those want to look at it later. Biurim, which starts with the word le'inyan. Okay. Close to Shach. Close to Ramah. I'm going to read you Rabosai, the real quote from the Rami Pan. Can I read it to you? It's not that long. It's only five lines. But the Shach only quoted a line and a half. Everyone, can you listen for five lines? You won't listen for five lines? Just every word of the five lines. Umash and Utsrichin Lizor Bokoyamos Hashanahu. Listen carefully, please. He also has a v'chule. Oh, machves shel basar bas yoma. V'nisbashel b'cholav. Ein lo hechsher ela b'libun. Shel ur maflit b'liya rishona. U'mashpachas b'tavshel. But Tarovus Chosros with the blows bekli, the ain kan emtsoim avlia she'ain isu begufa v'chule. Rabosai, when the Marami Pano said, that's what you said, Mordechai. You have to worry about, you have to have leave by bosa b'chol. It doesn't mean bosa separately and the chol separately. He didn't say you want to change your pan from a flesh to a milcha. You have to have leave. Chas v'shalom. Kivek is right. But that would be enough. What? Enough what? Enough Hagala. Hetera Bola. He's one of a case where, unfortunately, before we got around to it, the same pan absorbed both milk and meat. And since it absorbed both milk and meat, and there's no and without any medium, because the milk is in the meat are both direct, and now the pot absorbed both, that's why I have to have libun. It's an Alila Sheker against the Ramah, because no one had his whole, didn't have the five lines. The Shach was a line and a half. Kiveh misinterpreted, not his fault, didn't have the Rami Pad inside, apparently. And he had a whole tumble. Lohoy Dvar Me'olam, Rabosa. Lohoyu Dvar Me'olam. Shun. Lohoyu Dvar Me'olam. Lahada. Lahada. The truth is, to be charitable, I want to suggest the Shach meant that too. He just was with two makata. What did the Shach say? The Shach said, it's less than one line. Gam b'machve shel cholav o bazar sarach libun kevin debala. That's not a word. The opposite mean b'lishim amtsoi. Not b'al the bazar. The flesh goes b'al the cholav, and the milk is b'al the bazar. That's what he probably meant. He had the whole ramapan in front of him. But since he was so makata the shach, he couldn't afford the ink. So we therefore misunderstood. Narabosa. In the same sefer, he discusses the most common case, is the most common shall I get. And it's such an important thing to know because it's so critical. It's really so critical. If you want to look it up later, you can see it in the tziyunim on the bottom over here. Os peva. This to be, every word counts now. Every word counts. V'imbola bosa. Have a flesh of a pan. V'acha me'es le'es. Bola cholof. 24 hours pass. And now, when it's an Eda Ben Yomo, Rabos, it happened in anyone's kitchen. By mistake, someone put in butter. They thought it was parva margarine, nice and b'chol yom. And they put in the butter in a fleishik pan, which has been dormant for 24 hours. Hachasam sol b'vesimun kufiyut kosa. The liyeser se'es, this is his last sentence, yesh la'gilo gilu pomim. That's not the same as balit. Do three times. The ulay yesh l'duna l'gibis kisura bolam. But if you look at this Chasam Sol Meikar Adin, he considers it to be Heter Bola. Why is it Heter Bola? Because by the time you cook the butter in the flesh of the pan, the flesh b'liya was already pogum. So it's pogum eikara. It's considered to be Heter Bola. V'shulchan Aruch Agraz or Achai Mesimin Tofnun Alav Sifyut Gimel Ba'ago Hiter Ba'agola. I looked it up, Rabosai. I read it very carefully, and I found no sign whatsoever that he was limiting his comments to an Eino Ben Yom. Chasam Sofer is told by Eino Ben Yom, but the Alter Rebbe, as I saw it, was Mati even by a Ben Yom. And I'm not sure if the Tziyunim is either not Medayik himself so much. You know, he starts off by Achames Liex. Chasam Sofer says better to be Machmer. And the Alter Rebbe's maker. But he should have said, I'm Titus, if you can write him a letter. Do me a favor, call him up. That's the pub. 1263 East 7th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11230. Right, it's already almost copyright 2001. I wonder if anyone has any shilas in the last 10 years. Write him a letter and say, first look up the Alter Rebbe, don't trust me. And say, you look up the Alter Rebbe, you don't see his only name in Banyama. Yes?
How is it possible to say that the bleos which are now in the Ben Yom are Heter Bola? They were originally
Heter. Uh-huh. By the time the Chasam Sofer says, by the time the Kenegdo, the butter got into the flesh of the pan, the flesh had already become pogum after 24 hours.
Okay.
I guess this has to assume it's pogum in the pan itself. It goes back to our old Rashbam or Oster. Maybe that's why they also disagree, because saying, our whole discussion, there are all said it's pogum in the pan, the Rosh Bosh is the only pogum that comes out. So then if it's the only pogum that comes out and the butter gets in, the svara might not really work, the Chasam Sofer. So what did the Alter Rebbe say? So I looked up the Alter Rebbe. I looked up very carefully what he said. And I'll tell you what he says. The best of my knowledge. It's like this. Whatever is left, I'm telling you what, if you have something which requires libun, and you do hagol, okay? So whatever is left, Rabbi Osai, is too weak. Is too weak. Do you get me out there? Yeah? Why not? Let everyone judge for himself. Maybe I'm making a mistake. I've made many mistakes in the past. It's tough nun aleph, arachayim. Sif Yud Gimel. Anyone have to look inside?
I'm discussing something which.
Let's talk about a pan. Let's be specific. A pan. So Machlokas Gedolei Apostolim is a pan require Hagola or require Libum. Alright? So the Mechab is Machmir, except for Chomas Pesach was a sex fig. Okay? The most common case in our homes, let's have a Goya coming in and putting a, cooking up a tray for food, the most common case that we have of pans, and I get this question regularly, is meat and milk. So what's the halachic status of the meat and the milk? You put, by mistake, use butter in a fleishika. I've had this so many times already. Or by mistake, the goya puts in schnitzel in a milchika pan. You name it, I've had it. Okay? What's the status of that pan? How do you kasher it? Libu and hagola. Are you in tough enough, your gimel?
Mm-hmm.
It's something which is called a hagola. Make sure. Oh, that's probably a hagola. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah,
that probably is the hagola. Okay. So what do you do? Can everyone see it? How do I move it over?
Move the mouse all the way to.
Move the mouse to where?
To your right.
To my right. My mouse is off the table. Hold on. Where's the mouse?
Alright, it's good.
Now it's good?
If you follow along with the words,
it'll okay, you follow along? Okay, where's Basar B'cholov? Oh! This is it. Here we are. I'll read from top. Chen adin bekeno shenivla bam shari suri Torah or suri divisofim. Idei or bilvad. Shet sarach lalav nam yafe yafe. Kishir adin is bar. El she b'shari suri. Ein sarach libun elak shenivla bam dvar iser. Avo nivla bam ayadei ha'or dvar heter. Vechakach nas iser. Kagom. Shenitzaleim basa levado. Shehu heter. Right? You cook, you made schnitzel. Fine. Vechakach, some idiot took the flesh of the pan. Nivla ben cholav, they cook with butter. Harehein nichsharin ayadei agol. Out the rabbi. Did he say anything about any benyomo? Did he say any benyomo in here? Am I missing something? Why? V'yaf al pi shetam basar nivla ben ayadei ha'ur. Ein on nifla mehem legamri ayadei agol. When I kasher it now, it's not going to get everything out. Okay? Mikom akom. Also, muat tam basar habalua ma'od b'socham. It's very either very deep or very strongly in. Ach elo niflat mehem rak aydeho ur. So this, and you did agola and you left in something behind. Kolosh hu ma'od ve'eno kedai sheyochul olav shem chadosh dahainu shem basar v'cholav leficham dailem ba'agola gelahaflet mehem ikar tam basar. If Iker Tamachol, they already fried both schnitzel and butter in it. Alright? Shehain Isurin Machma Shen Hain Kedai. Did I skip something? Shen Kedai Li Kori Aleim Shem Bosa Becholov. Vehain Niflatam Ardei Agola. In other words, the Iker, which can be called Bosa Becholov, is pulled out with Agola. It's not either in so deep or in so strongly. Umosar tam habasar, not mutter, it's mosar. Imosar tam acholav, shen beluin ma'od. Either very deep in or very, tightly in. Harehen klushin ma'od, they're weak. Ve'enon kedai lios nikra alein shen basar b'cholav, kevan shetam habasar ayakolish ma'od. What's this now? Kodem shenivla bo hacholov. What does that mean? I thought it first came treif. Ein shem chodesh yochol lochol al tam kolosh hazeh. As opposed to mashekin b'shenitzna lehem chometz korem pesach. Ein agolem moelas lehem nachshiru lepesach afal pisha chometz b'shal shenivla bem hoya mutter b'achil mekol mekom kema sheolov shem chometz on nifkas shem zeh. Should we get Pesach Memela? Nessa Tam Kolosh Nesha Besochem. Kemish for Koral of Shem Chometz, Mishosh Shenifla, and his parish, Mamoshes of Chometz, Shenit Saleh. Only one thing bothers me. What's this line over here? He says, this Mosar, right, this leftover Cholov, leftover Basar, and you can't call Shem Basar Becholov. Then what does this mean? Kemish Shetama Basar, Kolosh Od. Kodem shenivla bo hakolav? What does that mean? What case is he talking about? No, I didn't say any benyomo. If you read this line, you get an impression he did a hagola on the kli after the basa before he ever touched the cholav. But that's not the case he described earlier. Rabbo says, I'm left with a quandary. I understood it before. Let's discuss the case before. Let's take a look before. Look at his case. Nothing else happened, right? First you made schnitzel. The next thing that happened was nivla behem cholov. No hagola in between at this point. After you had a fleshiger pan and you cooked with butter, fried with butter. Harehe nichshar de hagola. What hagola? When hagola? Subsequently. So what does he mean later on when he says, "Kevan shetam abosar or a kolish mod kolim shenivla bo acholov"? That means like this. This is what I assume he's really driving at. Rabosai, this is what he assumes he's driving at. He seems to be assuming, Rabosai, that there are two tiers, two geographically separate tiers of absorption in the walls of the pan. The outer tier absorbs a starker blia of both basar and chalav. That's really bad, but that can come out with hagol. The inner tier only absorbs a shvacha blia of basar. So by the time the shvacha blia of chalav came in, it was too shvach to have a shemis. That's what he said. That's what he said. No mention of Eina Benyomo, by the way. Yes, sir.
Maybe that's what the tzimim are based on, that they want to reinterpret what he said earlier based on that he's saying it's...
Eina Benyomo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't say it. Maybe the tzimim say, well, write him a letter. I gave you his address. Maybe he means that this can't be the way it is. It doesn't make any sense. It must be it's Eina Benyomo. I don't see him saying that. Yes, sir.
This is discussing a case where you're cooking water?
No, a pan.
I mean, at the end of the day, you are cooking basar chalav, so I wouldn't...
I'm going to repeat myself one more time. If I read the Alter Rebbe correctly, you have to read the math.
Sorry?
Wow.
Someone really came to me. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. No, thank you so much. Okay. So, let's chazer again. Geography. At the outer layer of the pan, that is very, very intense taste of both basar and then cholov. You have to take it out. That can come out with libum, with hagol. It's the inner portion that will not come out with hagol. It requires libum. See, if it was inner portion of pork, you're stuck. You have to leave it. But no! The inner portion was of kosher schnitzel. Oh, you! And then, not a day later, an hour later, I didn't say a day later, oh, you butter! Everything's OU here. But it's an OU explosion. OU meat and OU dairy. Okay. So the outer peel will get out with Hagola. The inner peel, the OU meat that went in there, was a Shvacha Maisa. So now when the OU butter gets in there, it's another Shvacha Maisa, and the two of them together are too Shvach to create a Shem Basa B'chol. That's kind of the way I read out the Rebbe. Yes.
But we wouldn't eat this food.
We don't eat metal, you and I.
But even the food is basar chalav.
But the food that's remaining in the inner recesses of this pan is shvacha basar, bumped into shvacha chalav, and the two, it's not a shidduch. When shvacha basar meets shvacha chalav, they cannot create basar chalav.
But at the end, it's not basar chalav. That food that was in the pan is not basar chalav.
Food in the pan.
In the
of course, pan. The food in the outer peel of the pan was zicha basar chalav, which came out with Hagala. In the inner recesses, it's only Shvacha Basar, Shvacha Cholav, as we say in our language, it's no Shidduch. They don't get together, they don't get married, they don't, it's just too weak. They can't create Basar B'Cholav. That's what he says.
The Cholav that you cook second after the Basar, that
Cholav... That's called butter. You fried it butter.
And but wouldn't we call that Basar B'Cholav? Wouldn't we say it's Basar if it's Basar B'Cholav?
I can repeat. The butter, there's no butter anymore. You ate the schnitzel.
Right, but it has a...
Now, there's schnitzel in the recesses of the pan. Now I decide, by mistake, I think it's margarine, I decide to fry something in, make eggs, scrambled eggs. It's supposed to be margarine, it ends up being butter. Gewalt! Butter. Gefelach. You have to get rid of the butter and the schnitzels, which are both been absorbed in the pan in an hour apart.
Right. So that food had a teema of the basar, and therefore.
So how do you get it out?
He's saying the scrambled eggs we'd have to throw away. That's what I think happens.
Oh.
And therefore that wouldn't that have a shame of basar l'chol, those scrambled eggs?
It's not nivla in the kli. It's only the stuff that's in the kli is what's.
But special. It would be nivla in the kli.
I hear you. Hold on. Let me think about it for a minute. Scrambled eggs is basar b'chalav. So now, the shame you're saying like this. A good va'u. You're saying well. Ooh, that's a good kash. It's true. You cannot create a shame basar b'chalav in the deep recesses of the pear. You can't. So you have shvacha meat, which will be joined later by shvacha milk, it's not going to create anything. But Adam's asking a different question. I made scrambled eggs. These scrambled eggs had butter, and they also had a strong taste of schnitzel, which came from the outer part of the walls of the pan. Now the egg itself became a shtick basar b'chalav, right? And this egg, and for all I know, I mean, you know, not a mistaken case, but it could be a different kind of a mistake. Maybe I cooked cheese, right? That could be I thought the cheese was part. They have Parma cheese these days. Don't they have these things? I thought it was fake cheese. I thought it was real cheese. Okay, so mamish cooked cheese. The cheese mamish has the taste of the schnitzel, which was in the outer part of the walls of the pan. Now I have mamish basar b'chalav. So let the cheese, which had a shame basar b'chalav, honest to goodness, get absorbed all the way into the deep recesses of the pan. That's your question. That's a good question. What's an answer? And then the babish chesidim. That's a good question. That is an excellent question. You hear what he's asking? True, the Rebbe said, we don't question the Rebbe's. The Rebbe said, you can't create basar b'chalav in the deep recesses of a pan, because the meat is weak and the milk is weak, and they can't create a shem basar b'chalav. But the question is now being raised: but you can create basar b'chalav in the food in the pan, namely the cheese, which I thought was parvus, really milchitz, which has the taste of the schnitzel, which I just cooked there an hour ago. That's honest to goodness basar b'chalav, and let that taste go all the way into the deep recesses of the pan. It should require a lima. That's a good question. It wasn't answered.
If we were to say that, so then wouldn't basar b'chalav always be considered isur b'chalav?
Basar and chalav together? Yes.
It's only if it's made late.
No. Basar and chalav, which were both absorbed within 24 hours of each other, now you'll end up the case. No. Sorry, I repeat. So if I'm only discussing it from the perspective of what's created in the deep recesses of the pan, I understand completely what the Rebbe said. Adam's question is, forget what's in. Discuss it from the perspective of the second item in. Look what he says over here. What's the second item in? What do you do first? First, what do you do? Let's chazer again. First, what do you do? Yeah. Also, mu'atam basa b'lua mo'ol b'socham al shei nifle mem rak al yedei ha'ur kol shumo, correct. Ve'no kedai shi'yokol olav shem chodosh tana shem basa b'cholav. That's also correct. Therefore, it's enough of a gola. Incorrect! Why is it incorrect? You have to worry about the scrambled eggs or the cheese that you made the second time around. That itself should be able to push into the deepest recesses of the pan. The shame, basar b'chalav, which it has by itself. That's your question.
Maybe that's why they say for some that he was talking about that it was not a ben yoma.
Ain't a ben yoma, but no. Okay, right there. Maybe that's why the Tzion said what he said. Maybe. Yes? No, not by it requires an extra taste. Here it's going from the meat went into the pan, now the pan goes right back into the dairy. That's one, you're missing one knot. You need knot bar knot of hetter before you get to the issa. You need from the meat to the pan to the fish, and then put in butter. Here there's no fish.
Why not meat to the pan to the cheese?
That's right. Explosion. Too late.
No, but I mean, everyone agrees that the cheese is usher.
Right.
The question is just or Adam's question was that gets that absorbed back into the pan.
Right.
And the next thing you put is good.
That's not barnati isura, because the basar b'chol, the cheese is tarfas mamish. Goes all the way into the recesses. I think his question is good. The answer may be good. Told my ben Yalva, but why did the Rebbe assume that? Okay, that's the case. I understand, but if you read the words, an excellent question, and maybe that's the answer. But it should have been a little more famous, no? You think? The boss have it. The words of the Rebbe is Kodesh Kodosh. It's not sure how to interpret them. Right? Some of you think the Tanya is hard. Shulchan Aruch is also hard. What do you mean? Okay, both sides. You ask a local Chabad representative, maybe we'll be able to chat in the holy words of the Alter Rebbe. Alavak. Okay, yeah, you come back to me on Sunday. I'm willing to quote your Chabad representative as well. If you have a chat, maybe you can find a way how to go on some line somewhere and then.
They come Thursday night.
Okay, ask them this question. They want to learn Tanya. They have to forget Tanya. I want Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav, show them this. What's the chat? Oh, maybe you'll know. Maybe you'll be a goy. Halavai. Okay, I'm all set. So you see what? That's what I hold.
And she's writing a letter to the current one.
What?
She's writing a letter to the current one.
That's too sad to comment on. I'm not going to respond to that. Okay. Rabbi Osai, fine. Let's not go. We have a lot of things to do on. Not enough time. Rabbi Osai, let us now discuss. There is a day which is Megel in all pans. All pans. I just can't get there right now. I just want to show you briefly a Mishnah Berurah. Sifkotin, let's see, Tofman Aleph, Sifkotin Samach Hei. So, Mela, Hari Ofenbo and Mashke, if you're using a Mashke, we understand, according to most poskim, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's enough to have Agolah. Aval ha'agono sha'ofenbo ugos be'en. Avshem Moshen atachle b'shemen, o shuman, o shemen, o chema. Here we go. Kimo purmi sha'ofenbo tortin, o beken kuchen. Yiddish. Okay, stuffed cookies or cakes. All right. Tzrichen liba medina. V'chein ha'skovredis. Some kind of pants. Shepa'amim mechana b'chusubin l'chola. Tzrichen libun. Medina. Fine. Rabosai, not everyone agrees. The Ra'ah, I just don't have the time to read you inside now. The Ra'ah, he's the best. He's his own man. He says the only time you require Liban is if the food touches the fire with nothing in between. Nothing intervening whatsoever. A pan, the pan itself intervenes between the fire and the food. It's enough to have a go. Even with a flat pan, with no oil, no butter, no margarine, no fat, nothing. Doesn't matter. This is, of course, the Ra'ah Shitasa. The Ra'ah says that it goes in with the fire, comes out by being pulled out by the fire, but once the pan intervenes between the food and the fire, it does not have a status of Ayadehu Urba. Remember, all the cases in Shas, what are they? Hashpudin, Vaskalos, all the kind of where you mamish. There's no flat surface separating between the fire and the food. Says the Ra'ah, that's it. Only in that case do you require Liban, otherwise not. That's the Ra'ah's own sheet. The Mishmeres Habayis is not happy with him at all. I don't have the time not to read it to you inside. You can look it up, Rabosai. It's in Bayez Dalad, Shara Dalad. You'll see it right away. Okay. Yeah. Question.
Even with the Shepudin and the Askalos, is he saying that part of the metal is in, part of the food is in direct contact with the fire, and that food is then touching the metal?
No, the Ra'ah is saying the only time you require Liban is if the food and the fire are working together without the interruption of any surface between them. That's what
so what's the where the bleel is going?
Straight into the kli. From the food into the kli with the assistance of the fire. But the fire, the food, and the kli have to all be together with nothing in between them. Now, Rabosai, what's remarkable, this is the particular unique opinion of Rabbi of the Ra'ah. We don't accept the Ra'ah. But it's interesting. Someone said before that the heat of baking is hotter than the heat of water. Who said that before? Someone said that? You said that. I think you're probably right. That's the question. The question can then be raised. If that's the case, how is it possible to kasher with Hagola? After all, the heat of the frying was hotter than the heat of the Hagola. That's a good question. So the Sefer Hagola kind of talks about it on a page which is page easy to remember. Page tough. 400. Easy to remember. Go look it up. The Av Shechom Resichas Mayim is only 212. And the Chom in certain other, we're talking about pressure cookers, that's what you're talking about, is more than, goes higher than 212. It doesn't matter. Why? Because boiling water will get out anything no matter how hot it went in. What's the proof? Sometimes the rotev dries out and it's enough to have a gola. As we saw in the case of the frying pan. Even though the solid food is certainly more than 212 degrees. Nonetheless, Hagala works. That's what it says. When you cook in oil apparently gets more than 212, correct? As they say, it's hot, it's very dangerous. It's enough to kasher with hot water. Same as machbas. Machbas we paskin is enough to have hot water. The last line of the page. Afal pi shechom atigun godol mechom me'agola. That's what he says. By the way, Shlomo Zalman's quotes over here, apparently at different altitudes, it's different degrees that it boils at, right? We don't find it. One altitude, you have to cash it in a different altitude, it's not going to be good. That's what he says, another ride. Okay, 212 takes out everything. This meant to bring this fascinating discussion. Now, Rabbi said, time is waning. Let's get to Tachlis. What is the status of the various materials? For example, what about plastic? Plastic, halacha lemaisa. We often run to plastic. He has a very long alphabetical list of different kelim. Here on page Shin Sadi Aleph and Beis, he talks about what he calls here nylon. Nylon. Not in English. Nylon means kelim mean nylon. Baklit, I never heard of baklit. Plastic, ocelluloid. Name is still bandied about. Plastic's still around. Plastic. We still have plastic dishes all the time. Says what? Efshalach shirim. You can kasher plastic. It's the most important. I get this question all the time. You can kasher plastic. However, Rav Moshe and Or Chaim Chelik Beis Simen Tzadi Beis is mekel all year long. Is machmir on Pesach. You can't kasher plastic with Pesach. You know why? It's new. We don't know. Maybe there's a mashu. Therefore, we can't take any chances.
Tzadi Beis.
Aleph Tzadi Beis, right? Tzadi Beis. But before we go any further to other kelim, I also have a very serious question. By a show of hands, who in this room has any fillings in his mouth? There's no fillings? The age of fluoride. Okay, good for you. But most of us still have fillings in our mouth. What's the filling made from?
Metal.
Metal. I have a very serious question. I decide. On Pesach, where does everyone go to eat after Pesach, after the Ligas Conference? Everyone goes to the pizza shop. It's the busiest night of the whole year.
Or braces.
Braces, okay. Pizza shop. And I want a hot pizza, not a hot pizza. Good. To have hot pizza, it's 9 o'clock at night, I just finished my long arduous with Ligas Conference. Hot pizza goes into my metal and my teeth. Right? Let's say I make a fairly early Seder. So now, 8 o'clock, the next night, say tonight, I've had chicken soup. Gvalt, the pizza comes out. The pizza which is absorbed in my filling will now come out into my chicken soup. Gvalt. This is past 5 pages about this. Well, he says he thinks that whatever goes into your mouth is considered to be a very mu'ukol. It's swallowed up, it's disintegrated. Yes, you should floss. get rid of any ban. Floss your teeth. You don't floss on a regular basis. After you finish your chametz and either the night before or the next morning, it's a good idea to floss your teeth, to brush your teeth, to get rid of anything might be there. Be'en. And besides, he said, he thinks it's en yatzah letus bo. Because if yatzah letus bo, you burn your tongue. People do burn their tongues sometimes, both on pizza and on chicken soup. So but that's what he says, it's probably going to be en yatzah letus bo. There were those who said, should not have hot chametz for 24 hours before the sov zman achilas chametz. A new chumra, Rabbi Osai. That's what he's been in Ben Yom. I'm trying to think. If you guys, if you eat pizza, it's hot, right? I don't eat pizza. So if I don't eat pizza, the chances are I may be following this chumra even without realizing it most years. Yes?
Even if a person doesn't have dental filling, so like teeth.
Oh, very good question. What about his teeth?
They're bones, and they're...
Teeth are bones. Bones absorb.
Even though we passed him that, like, I don't know, nobody's going to kasher their teeth, but there were Rishonim who said that bone can't be kasher.
Right. So the poskim assume that what's part of your body is not going to absorb. The teeth are attached to your body organically. The fillings are only put in by a dentist. Not the same. False teeth? Oh, it's the biggest problem. I've always said, you should keep your good dental health. False teeth are bad for many reasons. This is one of them. The kasher, put them in a gol. Oh, you go about that. Yes.
What about retainers?
Retainers, that's right. I'm a veteran of braces and retainers. Well, when I was a teenager, I had them. Yeah? We clean them out. The retainers are presumably put in only when it's not going to be out to lettuce bowl. So that's what you have to do. There's an interesting question. What about chrein? Who eats chrein? You know what chrein means?
Horseradish.
At the Seder night. Who eats chrein at the Seder night? It's a dava chorif, if there ever was one. And you have duchka de sakina, because you're chewing on it. I don't know, maybe it's pre-grade. That's duchka de sakina. But the question will be, a dava chorif, we saw enough about Zohar Lamed Ches, even if the Eina Ben Yomo can take it out. So ironically, the chrein will take out the pizza from 2 nights ago. Oh.
Why should anyone eat chrein Seder night?
We'll get to that. I'm on your side of this issue, but I'll tell you why at the end I do it anyway. I know what he's driving. He's being an iconoclast, but he's right this time. Usually right. But we'll get to that. I told you, believe that, we're starting the next month, whatever it is, January, we're starting the Mishnah of Lamed Hey. And then we get to the Mishnah Lamed Tess about Mora, and we're going to tell what Mora is and what Mora isn't. We'll talk about it. I know what you're saying. Common attraction, they're both like, come on. Common attraction. So keep, bottom line is that we assume we can be making these shadows, but these 5 pages are spent in this discussion. Okay, fine. Now I'm really running out of time. I have a lot to still say. I wanted to show you another book. We completed this book, basically. Now another book. It's called Olei Yeshurim. Rabbi Felder from Philadelphia. You know Rabbi Felder from Philadelphia? You know? Big Talmud Chacham. He used to live in Washington Heights eons ago. Let's see. Rabbi Aaron Felder, 359 Fort Washington Avenue. New York, 10033. Copyright 1977. Been in Philadelphia for a long time. But this book was written in the Holy Washington Heights. Okay? Rabbi Felder was a Talmud of Rav Moshe, and he has a scummer of Rav Moshe. Okay. Tov Shin Lamed Zayin, that's 1977. And he has many things from Rav Moshe. I want to share with you briefly, I'm going to read you a few pages, comments, and with some of the footnotes that are in the back. Okay, so for those who want to look it up later on. I'm starting on page 70. The last part of the book is about Kasher and Kalim. On page 70, he discusses what we call before the Teflon dishes, which may be used with non-kosher ingredients. One second. If a new utensil is coated with a non-kosher substance before leaving the factory, it does not require koshering before use. Why not? Footnote 23. Came Shamati Nimor and Shlita, Rav Moshe. It's only a mashu. Eev shalava that is seen as tam, and it's an ena ben yomo. Who the kli she eev shal liknos to shu ben yomo me yisur. Lo gazu ato ena ben yomo. I tell you three times. There's no gzera if ben yomo is impossible. Then he says, I look in Yabi Omer. So I looked. The Omer focused on the other part. It's ena roa lachila. As Rabbi Belsky had discovered in his trip to the factory. It's an animal. So therefore, there's another reason why it's okay. For this very same reason, Rabbi Avadya says, there's nothing wrong with using shreifa soap. All of our dishwashing soap has an OU. Not very nice, but Rabbi Avadya says in that same tshuva, this is again, Yoredeya Simon Yud, okay? There at the very end of the Shuvah and the Sifkar, he says you can use trefa soap. It's Pogam Beyoser. I'm just letting you know. Pogam Beyoser. Fine. Next page, he just comments on an interesting thing. Take a look at Rabosai in Simon, in the Mishnah Brura. This is an important thing. Please, in the Mishnah Brura, I want to show it to you. Open the Mishnah Brura, please. Please open, are your Mishnah Brura open right now? Please look in Simon Tov Kuf Tes Mishnah Brura Chafe. Tov Kuf Tes is that we spoke about the using conflations, the milchix. Kozot Mogan Avram Mikan Mashma Shebechol Mutter Lahagel Kli Mechol Lebas Ripcha. Not on Yontem. V'ha'olam noag in Yisr b'davar. Ayin shom hatam. There's a minig Yisrael not to kasher Rabosai from fleshix to milchix. Why? Take a look if you're in the barhate if some cotton tests. V'ha'olam noag in Yisr b'davar. Why? Im yasekein the maram yafas, the levush. L'olam lo yiyah lo rak kli echad. You'd be like, they're, oh, you're going to have only one set of dishes. We keep cashing back and forth. V'yagi leno kol pam shishtamashro. But is that also why? Dilma osu lemiti k'nisa b'chul nafkes. That's all. You're afraid you're going to make mistakes. We don't kasher from fleshix to milchix. It's a mini kavua, which we try very hard to keep. Is there an exception? Let's go back to the Mishnah Brura. Tof nun aleph sifkot n'yutes. It's a very important minhag. Tov nun aleph sifkot n'yutes. What does it say?
Ashkenazim or Sephardim?
Ashkenazim, not about Sephardim. The last line of page 74. Sakinim ablu mibasa l'cholav dai v'hagola. Acha olam nagu Easter bezem. Because the Shuvas Chasam Sofer Simen Kuf Yud. Next page. The Heicha dehigil letzorach Pesach. The Kashring for Pesach. Who noeg lahatil lahachla mibosav v'chol ha'ipcha. Kevin shlo hoisa kavonas ha'hechsha letzorach zem. Fundamentally Kashring for Pesach. Once you're Kashring for Pesach, you can switch it from Fleshix to Milchix. Rav Moshe, the Shuvah was quoted over here. If 12 months passed, Rabbi Osai, you can kasher from fleshix to milchix. Because according to the Chacham Tzvi, maybe you wouldn't have to have kasher at all. Nikir Adin, it's dried up. You want to just do three times, it's better. Fine. But what is that? I get this question all the time. A parva cleaves, it's about to page 72 over here. I'll read it to you. A parva utensil coming in contact with either hot meat or dairy food may be set aside for 24 hours, after which it may again use its parva. Whoa! What? You hear what's going on? You have a parvic thing. It became fleshix. Well, wait 24 hours, it becomes presto parvic again. How can that be? How is it possible? Look at the back of the footnotes. 46. Kein shamati nimor and shlita. Anything wild from our motion. Right? Well, why? Because the Ramah says in Yoredei Simon Sadi Hesiv Beis. Lach, we've been osin tam, ben osin tam. Says Rabbi Felder, it's against the Darkei Tshuva. Not only that, it's against much earlier than that. So you have to read you this, there I'm always talking about, just briefly. In Sadi Hay, I told you about Kavani Yeredei a little bit, because it's very critical. In Sadi Hay, Siv Beis, we already discussed this a long time ago, 2 weeks ago, that although we pass in that Napa and not as Mutter, Dogam Sha'olu Bekara, so those who are Machm, either by Nisbashlu or Nitzlu. According to Ramah, Yesh Machmir, Mitzliu, Bishul, Lesser, Nosentam, and Nosentam. Okay, only Olu is Mutter, not Nitzlu and Nisbashlu. Fine. So a Machm the Chatchila. Okay? Then it is as follows. Listen to this. V'cheinim hoya ha'klish ha'nitzbashu ha'nitzlubo lifgam shlohoya ben yomo no'agin heta lechatchilo le'ochlon imamin ha'sheni. The first, I have a fleshig pot, ain't a ben yom, I cook potatoes, I can now put a butter in the potatoes, and before shiramo, no, it's a chepeferish, the Ramah should write. The Vilna Gaon Taka says, the way to cut in yud, why is that true? There's a gzeira ain't a benyomo of the benyomo, but here even benyomo is mutter medina. So Rav Moshe is right with the gra. The problem is, if you look at the original source of this Ramah, which is Isav et Aruch, and the Chayyim quotes it, says no. It's true that if I cook potatoes for my power of a meal or my flesh of a meal, and I have leftovers, I'm allowed to put butter in. That is true if it's ain't a benyomo. But I'm not allowed to cook potatoes in an Eina Ben Yomo pot with the express intention from the beginning to put butter in. The Gra sounds like it's mutter, Rav Moshe didn't say it's mutter, but if you look at the original source of the Yisaveta, and as it's called by the Chai Adam, it's in fact Usur. So therefore, Rav Moshe Pshak, I cannot accept. We would want to kasher it back from Fleshik to Parv, because Rav Moshe Pshak is based on his read of the Ramah, which is how the Gros seems to read the Ramah. If you look at the original read of the Ramah, the Isavet Aruch is called by the Chok Masadam, it seems to be would not be allowed. So if meat would fall on your par b'pap and you would not kasher it, you would not be allowed to cook potatoes there with the express intention to later have it with milk. So you have to kasher it to make it usable for that purpose. Okay? So Rav Moshe to go to Lador, Abel Pikein, it's against the original source of the Ramah, so I would say not to rely upon this Chiddush. Yes, sir?
We said that Rav Moshe's mikvah after 12 months based on the Chacham Svi. I thought we said that's only the time a yain.
Right, that's only a gzera, but it's a gzera. It's going to mix up more than a year, less than a year. So over here, Mitzir, for the Cheshbon, as he's made. Okay. Rabbol said Teflon. What's the status of Teflon? So yeah, I'm just telling you these things up later. On page 73, he says as follows. Teflon only through Libun. Teflon pans only kasher through Libun. Why? Tell us a look at the footnote, 66. What does it say over here? Ken shat nimar and shlita. Again, Rabbi Moshe. Why? The mashad derech ha'umnim l'mashoach ha'kelim b'mashu sh'leiz ador olach. The Teflon itself. Ein l'nechshav k'mashka lach shiro ha'idei ha'golim. That doesn't make it mutter. Apparently, two people disagreed. Who are they? I didn't look it up. I'll give you my Ramakonis. Noam Chelek Vav Amud Shalaz. Hagol is enough. And Yisodi Yeshua, that's his own father. Rabbi Gedalia Feld is out. Chelek Vav Amud Kufnun Beis. These two against Rabbi Moshe, but Rabbi Moshe, not every 2-on-1 is the two win. Rabbi Moshe wins. Rabbi Moshe Zichu wins. I don't know what the other two said. But Rabbi Binyamin Cohen, in Chelkas Binyamin, it's something even deeper, and I think very correct. Very correct. In Simon Kuf Chof Aleph, our Simon, I guess, in the Aradeya, end of Sivkot and Lamed is a very profound and correct point, in my view. Is a machloik is Gedoli Aposkin. Do you have to do Liban or it's enough to have a gala on a typical pen? What's the machloik is about? Do we say that the oil, the margarine, the butter, whatever is the fat, makes it like a pot, or it dries up, or it's considered like a pan. Zok Rav Bechelkas Binyamin as follows. V'kolshkein, v'olsan machvol sheneschachu ke'eis, sheyesh aleyam min chomer shamachal nimna medadabikbo, v'nikwa teflon, stick free, u'memeyla ein tzrichon oset shumashka klal, Vadai tuna libun gomer kishakli afir tzliya. As even those who say that a typical pan is after Avagala, by Teflon you're certainly after Avlibun. That's why it's so critical, that previous Balatanya that we spoke about. Because most plants, they are Teflon, stick free, or whatever new equipment they have these days. So you have to zich Avlibun. It's not like a typical machmas we rely on Hagala. It's worse, it's more chamer. Two gedolim, I don't know what they said, you have to look them up in those mamakoms they gave you, to say Teflon, is more kal. But, and Rav Moshe's Teflon is the same. And the Chelkos B'Yam, I think correctly, says it's more chamer, because it's simply no, there's no medium. You don't need, it's no stick pan, you don't have to put in any oil there. I think he's right. Fine. Now we come, Rabosai, to another Chiddush of Rav Moshe, which I don't understand. Just tell you, which I don't. Just tell you what it says. I will only accept it in a pinch. It's on page 80. In this beautiful sefer. On page 80, he writes as follows. I'm reading to you. A microwave oven may be kashered for Pesach. It should be thoroughly cleaned. A utensil filled with steaming water should be placed in the oven. Okay? Footnote 173. Ken shad mimor and shlita. Av shiesh betanu ktsas plastic. Is it only ktsas plastic or a lot of plastic? What's the microwave made of?
Inside's metal.
Metal? Well, then I'm willing to accept. And we said is you can't cash a plastic. Here, usually doesn't get too hot. And the fact that they don't catch a plastic is only a chumra bi'alma, because it's double choshnus of the kadmonim. Look back before. The me'isul had to put the lagila. It's ena ben yomo, all this fakus. And it's only can catch a zuzeya. I withdraw my objection. I objected. I thought that the walls were plastic. If the walls are metal, huh? Okay, go look in the Rebbe's room. You can go online right now in a second. Look at microwave ovens. They'll tell you in a second what the walls are made from. If they're made from metal with a little plastic, no, it can't be metal inside. So I thought the walls are also metal, also plastic. If the walls are primarily metal, I'm masking to the psak. If the walls are primarily plastic, I'm not masking to the psak. Because we have macro on plastic. And even though there's some roof from the hokel, think about it for a minute. There are 8 days to Pesach, right? 5 days you can't use the microwave anyway. It's Shabbos Yontif. I should go through all these hoops for 3 days? I'm not willing to do it. But if you tell me it's made from metal, I will reconsider. Yes?
But we weren't really, we're only being macro on plastic because we didn't.
Right.
But the rest of it, we're not macro.
Yeah, okay. You're right. I'm just telling you my personal opinion as far as this is concerned. Fine. Let me go further than that. What about tables or countertops? I get this question all the time. All right? So let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Shulchan Aruch, Tof Nun Aleph, Sif Chof. I think we were there yesterday. See it again. Tof Nun Aleph, Sif Chof. HaShulchan Aruch, Svat Tevel, Shematzniyim, B'hem Ochum, Kol HaShana, Regilim, Le'aras, Aleim, Rosnim, T'fisha, Pa'amim, Nishpach, Aleim, Morok, Min, Kedir, Sassov. Gotta pour water over the counter and over the tables before using them on Pesach. Fine? That's what it says. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Tezvav. V'yeshakasu shetzarach laniach aleihem od mapa od davaracher achotzeitz. What does that mean? You have to kasher it and cover it? Why have to do both? You don't want to trust the kashering, so just cover it. Once you cover it, what do you have to kasher it for? Just clean it. Why have to have both? I don't quite get it. See, quotes over here. Reading it from the Rabbi Feld, the Sefer. Okay. Quotes the Magen Avraham. And he quotes from a Sefer called the Magle Elio. It's quoting all the time. I'm not sure what it is. But it's a bibliography in the back. It was the Magle Elio. I thought of the bibliography. 1 second. Oh. Magle Elio is written by Rabbi Leo Schlesinger, Schleim, always a big time. He's the Rabbi of Gilo, I think. Anyone ever been in Gilo? Not far from you. Isn't Rabbi Schlesinger the Rabbi of Gilo? I think so. I think it's the Rav of Paul of the Holy Yerushalayim, if I'm not mistaken. Shlezen, unofficially. He hasn't been a chief rabbi for many years. Many years. Of Kulik was Nifta before he was Nifta, he was sick. I thought Rav Shlezen is the one who does the work. Kach Shamat. So he's a big Talmud Chacham. Oh, Magal Yom. So he says, and I'm quoting now, "In Eino Rogil Lechol Al HaShulchan Bibli Hefzik Mapo Dabar Acher Tesagi B'Shtifa Yisodit V'Chein Reisi B'Kafa Chayim Shom Reish Lamed Gimel." Do me a favor, look up the Kafa Chayim, if you have a chance. Reish Lamed Gimel. That's very, very important, Rebbe also. People go crazy with the countertops, and I keep telling them, Mikra, they don't do anything. Just clean it off, because we don't put food directly on the countertops. That's almost unheard of. Food directly on the countertop?
Sometimes it spills. It spills.
Yeah, but you don't eat the spill. The spill goes to the garbage. We're discussing what's, you know...
But it's hot. It spills and it's hot.
So what?
It's not going to touch me, shall I?
Right, but besides that, whatever food, hot food, touches the counter, you're not going to eat. 99%. What?
If like meat falls on the counter, people will eat it.
Meat's going to fall on the counter. All right. Look, my wife doesn't listen to me either, Baruch Hashem. She covers the countertops by us, and that's all. But yeah.
I found a source that says that the cooking chamber in the microwave is always metallic. It's coated with paint or plastic, but it's made out of metal.
Ah, so coated. It coated the old mashu story.
Yeah.
All right. I'm still hesitant. It's coated, Pesach, mashu. It's coated. I would rather put it away for 3 days. Rabbi said, 3 days. You can't use the Shabbos Yontif. So come on. At most, 4 days. No, if there's no Shabbos Chalamoy, 4 days. I'll come. Rabbi said there was life before microwaves. I remember it. You guys, we can survive. Make sure you remember these years Mitzrayim. Zeichus years Mitzrayim should live without a microwave for 3 days. Rabbi said, please. Okay. I want to answer the kasha of the Rosh Chiddush. If I have a chance, I want to give an answer to this question. The Rosh and Siman Zion, Rabbi Osai, the Rosh and Siman Zion had a big kasha against the Rabbi Yoad, against his father, Rabbi Yoah. How can you, Tati, say, that we're going to consider a frying pan to be like an oven, like a baking oven, and require libun, but it comes to challah, take a look. It's on page Yud Beis. We're going to get to this because we're going to learn it in the second paragraph end in the Lamed Zayin or so about Tigun and Bishah for Chala, for Matzah, for Hamotzi. It's going to come up in that sugya. It's in Brachas as well. In my opinion, Rabbeinu Yoel was nobody's fool, and he'd answer as follows: yes, my dear son, Tigun and Bishul are compared with respect to Challah. You know why? Because Tigun is not quite the same as Afiyah. That I'll concede to you. But my dear son, Eliezer, that's his name, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoel HaLevi, Laser, he probably called him. My dear Laser, maybe he called him Eli, I don't know what he called him. Eliezer, I don't know what he called him. My dear son, well, you're assuming that Tigun is exactly the same as Bishul is also not true. Tigun, Rabbo said to me, my main sheet if we get to that sugya, is neither here nor there. Tigun is neither on the level of Afiyah Tzliya on one hand, because there is absolutely some liquid there, but neither is it on the level of Afiyah because of Bishul, because it's not submerged completely in water. It's in between. It's neither here nor there. So with respect to challah, they need a fear in the positive sense. Tigun will not crack it, will not cut it. However, when it comes to kashering, when the only time we know you can kasher with agala is bishul, Tigun is not the equivalent of bishul either. And therefore the chumra we have to be machmir and use levum. That's how I would answer. Again, we'll discuss with barichas glinetto when we get to that sugya of challah, which is really found primarily in Kol Shol, or it's in Brachos also, in case of Mevorachim. Then we'll get to that Yisod in greater detail. Fine. Good. Rabbosai, let's discuss a very significant question. May I use a non-kosher utensil? For cold! It was for cold! If it was for cold, nothing's going to come out. It's cold. May I or may I not? Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotin Tezayin. Please turn. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotin Tezayin. Please turn. Sifkotin Tezayin. Tof Nun Aleph Tezayin. We discussed it at some length. We talk about the remember the Gemara of Laman and Beis. Beis Seor, if it's used for Chamed, used for Tzonen, Matzachon, and Chamed, Chamed Tzonen, or Tugir Sol, the Rif. We have no time to review the entire Parsha. But suffice it to say that there are more rights. Kol Kli Atzerach Libano Agola, also the Shtamish Barafilu Tzonen below Hefshah. Then he says, for I am the Yerodeus in the Kuf Kafal. He actually refers you to the Yerodeus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tezva, Barafilu Tzonen, Hanu afilu edicha v'shiv shepetev dechashin and dilma also the shtamish of bechamin vayin yerodeya kuf chafal de mishari surin therefore you should be machma even ere pesach after chatzos even before Pesach. That's not the chum of chum tezayin the shom avua the derech aroi mutter lishtamish bo im edicha v'shiv shepetchila. Okay, you're allowed to use it what's called the derech aroi. I'm going to read it to you from the yerodeya because it's important to know how you define derech aroi. I'd like you to help me out. It's very relevant, Rabosai. You'll see soon. It's very relevant. Kuf Kof Aleph Sifei. You can't use a kli which is not properly kosher. Okay? Then he says, Avlim Rotz L'shtamash. You may use a kli shetzorach agolah v'dafka v'derech aroi k'gon shu b'beis agoy. In the goy says there's nothing else to eat from. Obed the Eved. Avalim Rotsa Lishtamish Obed Keva Yesh Machmirim V'Omrim Dafilu Lishtamish Botzonein Sorach Agolo Libun Zereshem Yishtamish Obed Chamin V'Hochi Noagin. What's the halacha l'maaseh for us? We have trade for Kemi around your house? And both say, no, Chas V'Sholom. What's the answer? Exactly. Business meetings, Rabosai. You're working for Morgan Stanley. You have to go to a business meeting, and you're not allowed to eat chas v'shalom, anything which is treif, chas v'chalila, don't have to for that. You need kosher. What's kosher? What do I want? I'll take.
Fruit.
Give me a fruit platter. They give you a fruit platter on their dish. Fruit platter is cold, all right, but that dish is treif. And if you decide to put on that dish hot water, I don't know what water the dish don't go together. Hot, the most innocuous product, I don't know. Whatever is hot, which is certainly kosher, it might become treif, or at least lechatchila, if it's a benyam, if you know if it's benyam or not, you certainly couldn't use it. Is that considered keva, or is that considered aroi when you go to a restaurant? I would hope it's aroi. Why is it aroi? You go once. What about a guy who works for Morgan Stanley? Goes to business meetings every single day? Once a week?
Different meeting. I mean, it's a different...
Different what?
Situational.
Different what? Different
thing.
Utensil. That's what I thought. It's a different utensil. This is Aroi. This is Aroi. There's some posting where on Machmir and say that's considered to be Keva. You know, it's a different utensil. And I was told that they said the definition of Keva is if you're going more than once every 30 days. I haven't checked it out fully. That would be a tremendous chumrah. If you have to go to your Morgan Stanley meeting and have to eat on tray for utensils, you can't go more than once a month to a meeting. You may get fired for that. So I will check out my sources. You know, yes?
Would it matter if you go to the same place all the time?
That's an interesting question. But if it's the same place, it's a different dish. I thought it should be considered that right.
But when they're saying that it's considered kava, they're referring to the same place? Or?
I don't talk about the same plate, frankly. That's what I thought. I'll be honest, that's what I thought. But I don't know if I'm right or if I'm wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
It seemed clear from the Shulchan Aruch in the other day that it's talking about a particular kli.
That's what I thought. I'm with you. I'm just telling you that I was told that certain poskim held, number one, it refers to all eating outs together, and it was a shear of 30 days. Kavalt. Rabbi said, turn to the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis. I know we're running out of time. We still have 10 minutes. I apologize that the Shidduchim I want to get to still on the table. Believe that, we'll get to it in a future day. See out of the shah. Believe that. Call Akelim Tzoruch Lahagel Yedoseyem Kibosa. Whenever you kasha a kli, you have to kasha the handle as well. Tof Nun Aleph Sif Yud Beis. Where, we always have to see the source. Where is the source for this din? The sources are critical, as always. Without a source, you can't figure it out. As an aside, Mordechai Tov Kuf Ayin Zayin. Take a look, open up. Open, you have it. The Mordechai Tov Kuf Ayin Zayin. What does it say? What does it say? The Chenetz Para Magila Barosin Afilu Habes Yad. Even the handle. It's a one liner. You have to kasha the handle as well. You see it? Right before the Tzadi Aleph. Let me see the Tzadi Aleph. The Chenetz Machmas. Tzadi Aleph, Ratzaloma. Gamba Machmas Magila Habes Yad. You have to kasha the handle as well. The question, of course, becomes why? Why? Why must you kasha the handle? Anyone know why? Why? Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. There was a Mishnah Berurah on these things. Samach Ches, I believe it is. Mishum k'shen ishtame shen chomets b'guf ha'kli b'cham en aminam toholich ha'bliya v'kulo. What do we call this? Cham miktsaso cham kulo. We spoke about it once before. Okay, mishum tamzel vad lo shoyer shach din zer ela b'kli matches shum the chamik tzos lecham kulo metal conductit from a chavin halo chama kol hakelim mash would have kli cheres a kli eitz v'chein kotzim b'morachai b'hedir the eight sports are lagas b'beis yashot wood v'akoch hachashin and od shem akibol hayad eze pam chama zay kli rishnuk shedichu osu b'sofa l'nachas b'izuama u'v'machvas hayle nitzosu shenitas ala m'guf hakli. So it's a question that not just a matter of chametz hazacham kula. It actually absorbed tafras directly. B'di'eved, says the Ramah, miyum lo igilu ayodos, ain't less of b'di'eved. Why not? Stamach tes. Afilu b'chle matches, namishun darminam, dekishem shenivla hachametz v'ayala dey guf hakli, chametz hazacham kula, kein ato nifla b'menu v'ayala gola shal guf hakli, chametz hazacham kula. Both? It may have spritzed on it. So we saw b'di'eved, it never happened. That's what it says. Says the Sharatzion, Ayin Vav, Chok Yaakov, da-da-da-da-da-da, the low kimogen Avraham. What do you mean, the low kimogen Avraham? What did the Mogen Avraham say over here? Let's open up. You have it, Berheitev. I'll read it to you from the Mogen Avraham. Take a look. The Mogen Avraham. Ain't less of b'di'eved. Why? Because we deny chamik tosu cham kulo completely. Look in Yerodeh Simit Kuf Chaf Aleph Sivav, where the Mechaber says we don't apply chamik tosu cham kulo at all. You don't even get started. So if you don't even get started, that's terrific. She'ein muva ein molach abliya b'kulo. That's the Poshup Shad the Mechab. But the Mogan Avraham is not happy with that. The Mogan Avraham says, no, it's a problem. Because we don't apply Shemaflit may also Tzad Shlo Nitchav, as it says in the Yoredei Tzadi Dalit. Yoredei Tzadi Beis. The kitza, when it says Eina Molech Bliyoso, that's what the Ramo said. Hainu she Eino Maftud Mimenu Keniska Liel. But then you're a day. So that's bad news. Bad news. This answers the Yoredeya Kufkof Aleph. Again, without reading all the details. Therefore, what Mogan Avraham says, and also with the Eved Birshim Nishtamashem Kvar, the Chatchila Veshoy shouldn't use it. Even if you can't kash him, too bad. He's a little bit of a machra over here. Let me just open the Yoredeya to get a bit of a taste of what's happening over here. Just again, a small taste. We really can't go into details right now. A small taste. Okay. Take a look over here in Ayin Aleph. Lagila de Irui. What does it say? The Chatchilia Uyichol Lagila de Irui. Why? There are no bin bol kol hashanav yadayim uluchlochas. Kamlifu lenu as a balua shabola yoros ayde nitzotos. And kibola bin nitzotos yabol say. Kap. Polto. Bim yoda shenishtamash biyodas bechame bechomets bechli rishon for a fact. Lo mahani Irui afinu bichli yevim etzorach lagila gola gam bechli rishon dafka. Because that's mamash kibola kap polto. The gra who pashut. Fine. Now over here, he says over here in the Chelkas Binyamin, in Simon Kufchav Aleph, Sivkaton Nunbeis, and I'm reading to you, the Machaber says over here in Simon Kufchav Aleph, excuse me for a moment, Kufchav Aleph, Sivav, Klimatkes Afal Pishi Yesh Omrim, Shem Nishtamash Bo Isu Mitzoso, Nesa Kula Vishem Nechamatoso Cham Kula, Aval Inyan Achshero, Lo Olo Achshir, Achyach Shekula Ben Inyan Hagola, But in Libun, it works. It only works for the bad, not for the good. Cham excels, cham kulo for bad, but not for good. I guess that we just saw in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said that if it works for the bad, it works for the good too. Fine. Says the Chelkas Binyamin Sivkot Nun Beis. This whole din of the Mechaber in Simon Kufchav Al Sivav is all based on a Yeshom. The Yeshomim say, where do the Yeshomim say it? Where are these Yeshama? Who are they? Back in Simon Tzadi Dalet. If you look in Simon Tzadi Dalet in the Yeredeya, you'll find where these Yesh Omrim are. Okay? Where these Yesh Omrim are. Let me find it for you, please, just for a second. Sif Aleph. Simon Tzadi Dalet. Sif Aleph. Mikir Adin. It's only a problem. B'sharen. Mashanitcha b'mena b'kzera. V'yesh omrim. Shem tochav kavshol matchitz b'sharen b'kulo. Shem decham etzosu cham kulo. Usvara rishona ikar v'chein oligin, says the Ramah. So this whole thing is all based on Achumra b'alma, Rabosai. Achumra b'alma. More than that, the Ramah holds that even in Tim Salomar, even if you'll say that there is a Blia, we'll also say Kibolo Kapoto. That's what he says. The Ramah says, V'davkem Nishtamash Bekulo, Avad Mirduash on Nishtamash Bakitsoso, Kibolo Kapoto, Mafurish. The Baragola says, Shadeh B'yesh Omrim. He's arguing. He's arguing on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Mechaber Kulo, for bad but not for good, as a Chumrah. Earlier he said you don't say it at all. But here if you say it for bad, not for good. Ramos, if you say it for bad, you have to say it for good as well. Fine. So the whole machlokas had a pass, and I don't have time to go into it in any detail whatsoever. Just one last akuda. The Prima Gadim says, as the Taz and the Shach say as well, that you apply the principle of Kibolo Kachpolto Belibun. Again, I take it back. Prima Gadim and the Taz. And the Taz. You apply Kibolo Kapolto Belibun. So Chamek Tzoso Cham Kulo would work here too. I put a fire at the half of the handle and it's going to come out from the other half as well. Kibolo Kapolto. The Shach disagrees. You know why? Because the Shach holds from the Ra'ah. What the Ra'ah say? It destroys it in its place. If it destroyed it in its place, Rabosai, it can't pull it out from the other side. The Biurim over here, the Ramaschal Avos, is a clear about Libun Kal. Because Libun Kal is Maflit. That's the Mishnah Berurah over here in our Simon. Tof Nun Aleph Sivkoton Lamed. Take a look. Talk about Libun Kal. Libun Zeh helps Liflor Abliyah Kamar Golub Avarat. He wants to know. Is not so sure about what to do over here. The bottom line is that it seems from here that the Rov Poskim accept Kibolo Kapolto when it comes to Libun through Chamek Tzotzo Kankulo, which indicates what I said at the very beginning, that the Libun works through Kibolo Kapolto by pulling out and not by burning in its place. Against the shach and thereah, and thereah, with all the nafkamin we spoke about before. Rav Moshe is machmir the shach and thereah, the previous adam. We wanted the tzad to be makel. That additional evidence to that tzad comes from the fact that he said kabbalah can pulled by libud. Yes, sir. You're asking a good question. The Prima Gadim himself is the one who says it's not, you need the Tzotas Nitzin, accept no substitutes. How can he, the Prima Gadim, say, based upon the Ramah, that he applied Kabbalah Kachpol to a believer? That's an excellent question. Give me 1 minute, and I'll end with this. I'm like, over time. I'll just look it up for 1 second. Those who want to look it up, it's in the Prima Gadim on the Magen Avraham, Top Nun Aleph, Sivkotin Chof Dalet. That's where this whole thing comes up. Sivkot L'chav Dalet. Okay, just give me a minute. Well, this is quite long. Hold on, just Chamek Tzosel Cham Kulo. You have to catch the handles as well. 1 second. A minute. Im shimesh b'mitzvah sakli, v'nigal also mitzvah v'tocha batat shelo nigal, yeshata b'diyevet, u'kibola kachpoto, u'mashma dein chiluk ben agolo l'libun b'zeh. Which seems to be against the shach, because the shach goes with the ra'ah. He doesn't take a firm stand on this. You're asking that he should have taken a firm stand on it, given his previous position that liban is believe not plate, but it's so from b'mkomo. You're asking an excellent question.
It's possible. I mean, the ra'ah there in the Vedic Abayas, he says that when he says that liban destroys the iser. The Rashba says, even if you were to say that the Bliya destroys the Isser, why don't you say that the Cham Iksaso Cham Kulo will allow you to depolate the Isser?
Ah, even a cook. Maybe that's what he holds. Could be. Also, we're out of time. I'm sorry I didn't check the other Yonim. Sunday, we started the Shema regular time, 11:30. We're on the Chazara. Chazara Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Regular time, unless you want different time. You let me know if you want a different time. For the moment, it's a regular time. And we'll have a b'china, Mr. Shiller.